The State Department of Natural Resources signed off on a plan last month to let Wisconsin Public Service Corporation build the Marathon County plant. The plan lays out requirements for controlling pollution at the 500-megawatt facility. But Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says it falls short of clean air laws.
The Clean Air Act says that you can't build a new major source of air pollution unless you install state-of-the-art pollution controls. This project does not meet state-of-the-art pollution controls. This allows far more pollution.
The Sierra Club has asked DNR for a hearing on the plan. Lloyd Egan with the department's Bureau of Air Management says the agency will likely agree to that. She says that doesn't mean the department was wrong to allow the new power plant in the first place. She says that while coal-fired generation is not the cleanest form of energy, this plant satisfies pollution laws.
My job isn't to decide what would be the best kind of power for the state. My job is to make sure that what is proposed by the private sector meets all of the federal and state rules to protect air quality. And that's what we do.
The DNR has a month to decide whether to grant a hearing on this issue. The Sierra Club could eventually decide to take its complaint to court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.